Good morning. On behalf of AIDS Hilfe Offenbach, I would like to give you some information on HIV and AIDS transmission. There is neither a vaccine or cure for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But there is simple and effective means of protection, for example, condoms. And this information pamphlet will tell you when you have to protect yourself and which situation or action are best safe for you and your partner. A transmission of the virus occurs when HIV-infected blood, semen, or vaginal fluids get into the bloodstream. AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases are much more widespread in Germany and Central Europe. Nevertheless, always make sure you use a condom when you have sex with a new partner. Our appeal to the members of the migrant communities, take note and advise on safer sex. Safer sex and the risk involved are people who have HIV, who are HIV positive and do not follow a regular medical therapy, thus still carry the virus in their blood. People who follow an efficient therapy and therefore do not carry the HIV in their bloodstream cannot transmit infection when having sexual intercourse. That is also the case for people with HIV that use a condom. Likewise, in all likelihood, a HIV positive woman following an efficient therapeutical guide will today give birth to a child that is HIV negative. The following charts will show you when infection will occur. 1. Condoms and lubricants. Condoms can protect you from infection during sex. Only use high quality condoms and observe the sale by date. If necessary, use suitable lubricant. Latex condoms may only be used with oil-free lubricants. Oil, fat, lotions, creams, or Vaseline can make condoms crisp. That's why you should only use water-soluble lubricants available in pharmacies, drugstores, and sex shops. Risk, risk, risk. Sharing syringes and needles, this is a very high risk if several people share the same needle and syringe. Avoid at all costs, never share needles or syringes. Sterilize your equipment. Unprotected intercourse. Caution, very high risk. Both partners are at risk during unprotected anal intercourse. The risk is especially high for the reception partner, regardless of whether the partner is male or female. Make sure you use a condom and enough oil-free lubricants. Unprotected vaginal intercourse, also a very high risk factor. Oral sex for men or women, very high risks. It is very possible to get infected if HIV-infected semen is ejaculated into your mouth. Vaginal fluids can also contain HIV. Avoid getting semen or vaginal fluid into your mouth. Oral sex with a male or female. Use a condom. Pregnancy. Pregnancy with HIV infection. High risk for the child. A pregnant woman can infect her child before, during, or after birth. Breastfeeding. Comprehensive medical care can profoundly reduce child getting infected. Should you and your partner want to have a child, it is recommended that you both have an HIV test, since the possibility of the child getting infected is high. Get medical advice as early as possible. Please note once again, HIV positive women who follow an efficient therapy will today give birth to a child that is HIV negative. Kisses and French kisses, no risk factor. However, the risk of infection during kissing cannot be ruled out. So far, there has not been any HIV case reported where kissing turned out to be the cause of infection. Body or skin contact, no risk factor either in skin or body contact, i.e. shaking hands, touching, or petting. Transmission through air, no risk factor. It is not possible to get infected when an infected person sneezes or coughs. Family life and family community, no risk. No one can get infected even when living in very close contact with infected person. Eating in restaurants, no risk factor. Dishes, clothing, laundry, no risk factor. It is safe to share dishes or silverware with an infected person. You don't have to wash clothing or laundry of infected people separately. Swimming pools, sauna toilets, washrooms, no risk factor. Doctors, dentists, or hospitals, no risk factor if the general standards of hygiene are observed. In case of blood or plasma transfusions, there still is very slight residual risk despite effective safety procedures. That's why we recommend that you deposit your own blood prior to an operation. If possible, deactivated blood products are practically HIV safe if they are manufactured properly. Haircuts, manicure, piercings, and tattoos. No risk factor if the existing hygiene standards are observed. Insect bites, no risk factor.